Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to you. And much love to everybody tuning in on all of our local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people listening on the freeradio.com app, CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM channel 206, Apple Music. Oh, man, it's just great to be hanging out with you all here on a Friday night, getting you ready for the weekend. We spent the first hour talking about, you know, Tom Brady being able to speak up, or if he should speak up, if he's obligated, if he's required to speak up for other players in the NFL, players who don't necessarily have the voice and the pedigree of being an all-time great like Tom Brady. Jarvis Landry called him out, basically saying, listen, man, we're trying to play these games here. We're trying to come to an agreement on health protocols, etc. And we need somebody like you, Tom Brady. Tom Brady's been quiet. I mean, what do you see from Tom Brady posting workout photos saying that he's ready to go? If his opinion changes, I'm sure we'll hear it. You know, we have Donovan Smith, who plays left tackle for Tom Brady. He's the latest player to come out and say, you know, I'm not all that confident. I'm not all that, you know, easy about playing. He says, I'm not going to be a lab rat. I'm not going to be a guinea pig. And we are going to hear more stories like that as we inch closer to training camp. Listen, Devin McCourty was here with us, pretty much said the same thing. As it stands right now, I would not be comfortable playing NFL football. And it's a tricky situation. The NBA and the players can go down in a bubble. You know, we have Joel Embiid, who does not and did not feel comfortable. We can go forward and trying to isolate them. But Major League Baseball and NFL, they got their work cut out for them. You want to have a traveling party? You want to have these 32 teams and 30 squads just traveling? Good luck. But every day that gets closer, we hear more and more from the players. It's a precarious situation. It's a tricky spot to be in. And, you know, if you're a commissioner of these leagues, you got to put forth your job is the money. That's what it is. It's an understanding that players are going to test positive. You hope that you put up enough buffers to mitigate risk and not have a catastrophe potentially on your hands or have to shut down the season. But these are the protocols that they're trying to lay out. In the case of the NFL, some of them are hilarious. No jersey swaps and no high fives. I mean, the NFL is built off of physical contact. And, you know, they're just trying to say, we're going to keep the physical contact to all about the money. Just about the game, nothing extra, nothing more. I want to switch gears for a second. And big shout outs to producer Stu, producer Ryan. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home process, Rocket can. Okay, I'm going to be rocking with you here for the next 3 hours. You can contact me at any point at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Now, I told you we're going to talk about DeSean Jackson in a second, but I told you I would let you know about Madden rankings. And unfortunately, Madden is a video game that I feel hasn't changed or been adjusted in years. It just gets a different number every single year, every single season. And the faces change, you get incoming rookies, but it's been the same game. And when you think about rookies, nobody walks out with a 99 rating like a J.J. Watt producer Ryan. I'm drawing a brain fart here. Defensive end, Los Angeles Rams.
Aaron Donald.
I'm over here thinking about the terrible quarterback on the New York Jets who doesn't have any type of help. Having a brain fart is Friday night. Not everybody's going to have a 99 rating. But when you look at some of the incoming players into the game, you do have a Henry Ruggs, who is the leader of all rookies at with a 76 rating. Joe Burrow has a 76, CeeDee Lamb a 75, Jerry Jeudy 75, Justin Jefferson 74. So we have a lot of skilled position players who are going to be serviceable. And as the season goes on, if we can have an NFL season, I'm pretty sure a lot of these ratings will go up or they will go down. And then if you want to go ahead, those are some of the skilled positions. A lot of wide receivers have the best ratings. When you talk about the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow might be at a 76 rating, but let's see what else happens. Tua Tagovailoa is the second-rated quarterback at the rookies at 73. Jordan Love, 71. Herbert is at a 70. Jalen Hurts, 68. And then you have Jacob Eason, 63. And then you have Jake Fromm, who just pretty much had to wait and wait and wait to be drafted, sitting at number 62. So hopefully we can have some NFL football and we see how these ratings pair out. You know, if you're a wide receiver, just really try to go out there, run your route, rely on your athleticism. Unfortunately, a lot of these rookies aren't going to have that time on the field. They haven't had rookie mini camp. They haven't had practice. They haven't had reps. There's only but so much learning you could do on Zoom and FaceTime to prepare for a season. There needs to be an adjustment period. That's another element of the NFL that we need to keep in mind. We're going to have a lot of rookies who aren't going to have that opportunity to improve their game with live reps. So 2020 isn't handing out the best of things for folks, and the rookies certainly aren't going to benefit. But if you want to play some football, if you want to see some football, Madden may be your best bet and your sure bet for later on this year. Earlier this week, I'm pretty sure you know about the comments that were made by DeSean Jackson in, from his perspective, trying to uplift the African-American community. He put down the Jewish community, utilizing a quote from Hitler and utilizing a passage from Louis Farrakhan, who he commended throughout the weekend, and then he had to apologize. And I think it was a matter of him being ignorant and not educated. So I do want to let you know, later on this hour, we're going to talk to Pittsburgh Steeler. He's an offensive lineman. He's a people mover. He moves you out the way. His name is Zach Banner. He actually put up, I love the post, and that's why I wanted to have him on the show. He put up a post saying that, you know, we need to move towards equality, and that doesn't mean putting somebody else down. And so I want to talk to Zach about his upbringing. He grew up on the West Coast. His mom is from Guam. He just has an interesting background and an interesting perspective on life. And he put up a post, and it wasn't against DeSean Jackson, but it was more so speaking about tolerance. And his post went viral. So I think there's a huge opportunity there to learn something from Zach Banner. So in about 30 minutes from now, we're going to have Zach on the line and get his perspective on why he posted it. But then also, yes, I'm going to ask him about football, if he would feel comfortable playing, and then what we can expect from the Pittsburgh Steelers this upcoming season. So DeSean Jackson posted what he posted. We had plenty of people who didn't agree with him. We played the comments from last night with Julian Edelman, who offered to take him to the Holocaust Museum in D.C. He said we can visit the African-American Museum. We can pretty much just exchange information and we can learn and we can educate ourselves. And I think that's where a lot of people fall short. We want to have so many strong opinions, but we don't want to take the time to listen. We don't want to take the time to bring in information, bring in knowledge. And so I commend Julian Edelman for saying that. Now, we finally got the punishment from DeSean Jackson today. The Philadelphia Eagles basically released a statement almost exactly 4 hours ago, and they said, "This has been a difficult and emotional week for our community and organization. The Eagles do not tolerate hate towards any individual or group. We believe in respect and equality of all races, ethnicities, and faiths. We as an organization want to help be an instrument for positive change. This can only occur through strong, deliberate actions and a commitment to learn and grow. We have had a number of constructive conversations over the last few days, not only with DeSean Jackson, but also with other players, members of the organization, and leaders in the community. This has led us to the point where we are, and ready to take the next steps. And they say they've penalized Deshaun for conduct detrimental to the team. And there's a whole lot more here in the statement. I encourage you to look at the Eagles' Twitter or their social media if you'd like to see it in full. And, you know, when they say penalized, it wasn't exactly clear what that penalty was, but we've come to find out that he has been fined. We don't know the amount of money that Deshaun Jackson has been fined. We don't know how much is coming out of his pocket. The number might come out at this point in time. I don't think it matters. And we've also learned via Adam Schefter, he says that Deshaun Jackson met a group against anti-Semitism yesterday, and that today he met with a Holocaust survivor who happens to be 94 years old. And is saying that he's trying to educate himself on, I don't even want to fill in the blanks on what he's trying to educate himself on, but I assume he's sorely in need of one. Otherwise, he wouldn't have posted the message that he did. And sometimes I think we need to keep in mind, you know, not everybody is, quote unquote, trying to be hateful. Not everybody is trying to hurt folks. But that doesn't mean that you can't do a better job educating yourself. That doesn't mean you can't do a better job just trying to have a little bit more discernment as to what you share, what you type, what you put out. I mean, Deshaun, you're using stuff from Hitler. Have you not heard of Hitler? You're talking about Louis Farrakhan. Have you not heard about his reputation or how people feel about him? You know, regardless of where your beliefs land on the meter, you know, at least have enough respect and go, you know what? There are a lot of people who find what he says to be hateful. It'd be a bad idea for me to post it. Because if Deshaun cared, or if Deshaun thought, he wouldn't post it. You know, nobody wants to get put through the ringer. Nobody wants to get beat up in the press, beat up in the media, just because of what you say. So obviously, he didn't think it through. He really didn't. Otherwise, he wouldn't have put it up. Well, now he's paying the price. And that's what happens when you're a public figure. You have to be mindful of what you say. And I know we live in a quote-unquote politically correct world, and you can't say this, and you can't do that, you can't do this. Well, let's forget 2020. Let's forget, you know, how you feel or where your political leanings lie. Whatever happened to just treat people how you want to be treated? What happened to basic elements of just try to treat folks with respect? Let's just get back to that simple part if we were ever there. So when you talk about the punishment that Deshaun Jackson received, I'm okay with it being a fine. And we had this discussion earlier on in the week. You know, you think about what happened with the Philadelphia Eagles several years ago when Riley Cooper decided to go to a Kenny Chesney concert and throw around the N-word at one of the staffers. You know, he also got what you may consider to be a slap on the wrist, just a fine. He wasn't necessarily suspended. He wasn't let go. And Deshaun is in a similar situation right now. And we had a caller earlier this week who I felt hit the nail on the head. We had a caller who said, you know what? You can fine him, yes. But if you're going to take that money, then you don't move it towards an organization built for education, for the Jewish community, to educate people outside of the Jewish community. I like that idea. I think it's pretty cool. And I think it's good to hear that Deshaun is going out and he's learning why his comments or the comments that he shared from someone else would be hurtful. I think sometimes we just have to take a little bit more time before we hit send. You know, it's become commonplace right now to hear Twitter refer to as a cesspool because it's like the land or the valley of the stupid. Every person has an opinion. That doesn't mean that it's an informed opinion. That doesn't mean that it's a thoughtful opinion. And that, unfortunately, happens to be the space where a famous football player has found himself posting unintelligent or uninformed opinions, or at minimum, opinions that would get him into hot water and get him into trouble. Ultimately, do I think this is going to take away and detract from who Deshaun is, Deshaun as a football player? No, not at all. As long as he can catch the football in the flat and run it down for, you know, 60 yards or go and catch a 50-yard bomb, that's all people will care about or remember. As long as he has the speed and can stay on the field, that's what folks will remember. But I agree with the punishment. He was fined. I hope that money that was taken away from him for being or having or displaying conduct detrimental to the team, I hope the money goes towards a good cause. I hope it goes towards educating folks. And this isn't the last that we will hear from DeSean Jackson. I hope he can open up and now try to educate other folks as well, just about equality all across the board. The phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe or do you agree with DeSean Jackson? Do you agree with his punishment? He was fined. Do you think a fine is enough? Should there be more? Do you believe he should not have been fined? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the comments made by DeSean Jackson, or that he shared, that happened to be anti-Semitic. Philadelphia Eagles, they have come out and they said that they are penalizing him. We've come to find out that he's been fined. We don't know how much money he's been fined, but there certainly are possibilities. They could have fined him. They could have cut him. And that's kind of part of a threat that they made, that if there's not change, that they would look into it. But I know today he met with a Holocaust survivor. He's learning. He's working to educate himself. But do you feel his apology and the fine was enough? I do. I don't think he's hateful. I just think he is misinformed. I think he's ignorant as to what's going on. And now he's taking the steps to educate him. So call up 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe the fine that DeSean Jackson received is justified? I agree. I think a fine is cool. I think that they should actually take the money and maybe utilize it in a space where more people can be educated. Okay, our line is sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. And I also want to remind you, in about 18 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Pittsburgh Steeler Zach Banner. He had his own commentary that he shared on social media, just being an advocate for the Jewish community, but more so being an advocate for equality and not at the behest or trying to step on someone else's back. So I want to talk to Zach, obviously, about playing for the Steelers and what he's working on and looking forward to, if he's comfortable playing, but then also this powerful post that he put up that went viral. But let's go ahead and hit the phone lines and take your calls. Let's start off right now. He's calling from Houston, Texas. It's Byron. Byron, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on DeSean Jackson? Should he have been fined?
Well, my thoughts, man, is that he should have been fined, but only because what he said struck a nerve to the powers that be. Not because it wasn't true.
Well, he certainly said a lot. And I'll tell you this, Byron, he should be fined because he struck a nerve with the powers that be, or should he have been fined because what he wrote was something offensive to lots of people? I'm not Jewish, but I certainly went online and there were plenty of folks who were not happy with what he said.
Well, yeah, like right now, you can find a lot of people that's not happy with any kind of injustice that's going on in the world today, especially in America. But the thing about it is that if you read the Bible, the black people are the original Israelites, the chosen people of God. That's according to the Bible, right? So if you look around right now, who is in charge of every single industry in this country, whether it be the record industry, the sports industry, the bank industry, who's in charge? Is it George people?
Well, Byron, one thing that I don't want to do is say that Jewish people are in charge of every single thing. Let me make a point to you,
okay.
Byron. I can't go through every single industry and tell you that. If you can, if you feel comfortable with naming every industry and saying that, then I tell you, then educate me. Please provide me a list. Second, what I do want to say to you is, you can say, okay, this is what I have found in the Bible, and this is what a conversation we can have and not have. People have different religious beliefs, just like anything else. You can say you believe this. Someone else can say, I believe that. Someone else can be on the opposite side of the world and say that this is what this means to me. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you feel something says. There are a lot of folks who find something to be offensive. And to me,
I'm listening.
That's enough for me. If there is a large group of people who feel that what I am saying or what I believe is offensive, then maybe I need to look at what I'm saying, why I'm saying it, and maybe I need to educate myself on why someone would feel that way.
If somebody has taken the time to educate themselves and make a statement, for instance, right now, it might be some white people who are offended if I say black people are treated and have always been treated unjustly in this country. Does that mean it's not true?
Correct, Byron. But there are certain things that's the point. You started off by saying educated themselves. There are plenty of people. Well, let me finish, Byron. There are plenty of people. Ignorance doesn't know a color. That's fact. And I think if we go about starting to look at someone and say, well, that person's ignorant, or that person's not ignorant, or this person can better educate themselves, we can all do a better job of understanding where other people are coming from. Bottom line is, if you're going to say something, especially along the lines of religion, which vary from one religion to the next, you got to be mindful. That's what it is. You believe one thing, Byron. There could be someone else who believes something else. And that's why we have so many problems, is because people are quick to point out. I'm sorry?
No, but guess what, though? What you just said is 100% true. But you are the one who is saying that DeSean Jackson was ignorant and uneducated about what he said.
He was. Byron.
The thing about it is this. Hold on, wait. Let me say this right here. The thing about it is this. If you educate yourself and you know what's going on, then you know that Jewish people, or the so-called Jewish people, are the head of every single industry.
Byron, you said that. And I asked you to do something, Byron. Now you're not listening. You made that point. And what I asked you to do, provide me with the full information. I said, educate me. You're restating the same point. Okay?
Whatever you're doing, you got the Rothschilds who...
Okay, we can go on, Byron. Send it to me. JRSportBrief@gmail.com. Because we could be here all day and debate religion, but that's not what I'm going to do. Because you're not going to sit here and tell me that, okay, this is what I believe and this is what it's all about. That's not what it is. We'll be here forever doing that. People have different religious beliefs. You know what we should do? Respect what other people believe. It's really that simple. Charlie's calling up from Atlanta. Charlie, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, man, I'm in the car. Can you hear me clear?
Loud and clear. Shoot.
Okay, so in fairness, I disagree with the fine. And what I mean by in fairness, even though what I think he said is appalling, I think back to the Eagles wide receiver, Riley Cooper, dropping the N-bomb on video. The team and the league did nothing. Nothing to Riley Cooper in that situation. So how's DeSean Jackson getting fined now all of a sudden? No, I don't agree with him getting fined.
Well, Charlie, just to clear that up, and we have to go ahead and hit the break, Riley Cooper was fined. Riley Cooper was fined. He wasn't suspended. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and we're going to hit a break. And I want to talk to someone who put his opinion out there. His name is Zach Banner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Interview with him coming up right when we come back from break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We have a newsmaker on the line right now. Someone who really blew up over the past several days on social media for his comments. He also happens to be a USC alum, an All-American. He is an offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's my main man, Zach Banner. Zach, how you doing?
JR, thanks for having me, bro.
Nah, no doubt about it. We've seen everything that's gone on in the United States of America over the world the past several years. And obviously, DeSean Jackson decided to put up a post. We've heard Julian Edelman respond to it. Racial tensions have been real tricky and just it's been a nerve here in the United States of America. It's like a scab has been ripped off of a wound. You didn't necessarily right. respond directly to DeSean's comments, but you put out a general point that went viral. And this is what I really picked up from it. You can't preach equality and change the hierarchy. Elaborate on why you decided to post that message.
It just, like you said, I didn't want to attack DeSean because it's like, one, I know of him. You know, you're an East Coast cat. Well, both of us are West Coast cats, especially when I went down to USC. I know people from his neighborhood. We have mutual friends. He, from what I've heard, seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
So, as you know, sometimes when we try to say certain things, we mess up. And it's really hard, especially with the stage that we play. First of all, I'm going into my fourth year in the league. That's a multi-year vet. I respect his career. He's very, very talented. He has a lot of accolades, personal and from the teams. And just growing up, he shows a lot of love back to his neighborhood. But in saying that, that mistake hurt a group of people that shouldn't even been dragged into it in the first place. And I think, like you said, it was like that was really, really powerful. What you said was the scab being pulled off, because it was already something that was kind of healed up a little bit. I understand. I'm not saying Jewish people don't go, you know, the Jewish community doesn't go through anything anymore. As I would know that, you know that from the video from the synagogue shooting from 2 years ago.
Right.
But like you said, it was unnecessary. Like, why would we do that? From one black man to another, JR, I understand this is a national broadcast, but from the conversation me and you are having, I want people to hear it.
It's an interesting point. We spoke about it, obviously, on this show. We're on the line right now with Zach Banner, offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I don't think DeSean was coming from a hateful place. I've met DeSean. I've met his mom. I think it comes in a space, and he said it, and I believe him. He was looking to uplift, and he didn't necessarily look or understand that he was in a place to offend. I want to ask you, you've had an interesting upbringing yourself, coming from the West Coast, and whether it's Washington, California, Guam, what influenced your upbringing in allowing you to be tolerant of other people?
Growing up, I was a West Coast kid, just like anybody else. And growing up, like, in a low-income neighborhood, you see the Muslim dudes selling bean pies. When it comes to the, like, growing up, I would always hear things from certain guys and certain people of that faith talk about the history of a far place that I never even knew about. I just grew up knowing what's good and what's not good, what's wrong and what's right. And I feel like I have reached out to enough people, not only from my neighborhood and my city of Tacoma, Washington, and Seattle, but also Los Angeles as well, because I did a lot of community work out there. You have certain people who try to push certain things onto you, and you just try to take it in. And I think what he does, I could tell obviously from the highlights and stuff and everything. Like I said, I listened to his in-depth apology. He was trying to basically, and tell me if you agree with this, man, but in a certain way, through this Black Lives Matter movement and this positive, you know, thing that we're trying to push as black men in this country to change, you know, racial injustices and bring social equality. I strongly feel like from what if I this is what I took from reading from that passage is he's trying to tell black people to keep an eye out on another race. The issue with that is when people do that, you get pushed. There's a lot of OGs, especially in my neighborhood, who try to do that, and I never accepted it. That's what I want to get to. That's the point I wanted to get to. I never did, even at a young age. Because yes, there's a difference between like not knowing information and history
right.
about your people, right, and being misinformed and being lied to. First of all, our school books suck. We all know this. You know what I mean? There's certain things that we miss. So certain people try to push that onto us.
Yep.
And certain people try to, hey, brother. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Hey, keep your third eye open, and this and that, and this and that. Through this process, I've tried to gain information and knowledge. And bro, in third grade, I read the Watsons Go to Birmingham, and that was my first. And it's a fictional story, but it's based off of true events. That was my first time hearing about the bombing of the church in Alabama and the wow. and the kill and those little girls getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was like third, like that's crazy, bro. I promise you, I was in third grade and I was crying. And my mom being Pacific Islander, she just put her arm around me and says, just, "Babe, like it's all about like character. It's all about what's right and what's wrong." Versus the, you know, when, like I said, remember, go back to those OGs and stuff that try to push, you know, certain knowledge about this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes the information can be negative because. And I understand where it came from. A time you got to realize, like a lot of those dudes were growing up in the 80s and 90s, but they were my age in the 80s and 90s, and so the information that they had, they couldn't put it out like what you're doing. You have a radio show. Yes, they had radio, but come on, how many black radio guys were in it, and how many had actually a real voice?
Right.
So we have social media. I was able to post that video. I have Jewish people reaching out to me from the other side of the world. That's
yeah.
crazy. We have this voice, and I also think that's why Black Lives Matter movement is being so elevated and pushed by the National Football League, the NBA, and the rest of the American sports. Because back in the day, we didn't have that opportunity, and guys would lose their jobs if they spoke out like that. And that was back then, and now we're in the stage where you're able to record a video of George Floyd with his knee, with the knee on his neck, and it's such a like dramatic thing. So when I ask us to switch this mentality, I'm not asking us not to like let up knowledge. I'm not asking us to like let up history, but like, come on, bro, we're past a point where we need to quote people like Genghis Khan and Hitler. We're past a point. If we're going to speak up, we need to think about what we say before we say it at all levels. We can't be selfish enough to do something like that, because guess what, dude? We literally are like talking about this when we shouldn't have. And that is the biggest mistake that Deshaun made.
On the line right now, we have Zach Banner, offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I certainly appreciate what you said. I think we can all do a better job at educating ourselves, stepping out of our comfort zones, understanding different cultures. Not everyone has the same insight or experiences here in the country that you do or I do or anyone else. And I believe Deshaun Jackson, he severely erred in posting that message. I want to ask you, being out in Pittsburgh now, you have started just being in the league for 4 years, the B3 Foundation. What exactly is it?
Yeah, so the B3 Foundation is obviously my personal foundation. It's bringing together, building together, and it's better together. If you go to b3foundation.com, or you can go, or you can find the link on the bio of both my Instagram and Twitter, ZBNFL, at ZBNFL. for both Twitter and Instagram. I took on three communities, and this is just because my mom taught me a lot about the character, like character, have a good heart. And she pushed it up on, she pushed that upon me. And growing up on the east side of Tacoma, that's my neighborhood back home, there's a lot of gang violence. There's a lot of police brutality. There's a lot of certain things that, that happened growing up. And as well as, you know, being a five-star recruit out of high school and things like that, I had 373 community service hours in high school. And most of them I logged by going back to my little league football team and being around them. My little brother played with them and just coaching them and giving them insights because no one did that for me right. growing up. So then I always had the dream because my, you know, my Boys and Girls Club got shut down on the east side, and that really hurt because not, you know, I had a really good set of parents who kept me away from that. I wasn't scared of the police as much as I was scared of my dad. I think police were second. I really want to like point out, like, I was so mad. I told myself when I get back, I'm going to do more. Before what I did Wednesday, we had about around $16,000 that we had fundraised. Everything else, like, that we had raised over the last couple of years in the league, everything else has come out of my pocket. I pay for it out of my pocket. Between that time of sticking up for the Jewish community and now on the phone, I got an update about an hour ago. We're sitting at over $50,000 in just the last couple of days in donations. So this is why I'm trying to reiterate. You can't do that. We can't stoop down to the level of the people that we're trying to fight. And so when you do that to another minority race, we drag them into this. So let's heal them. Let's let them, you know, speak out and have their moment and have their spotlight as they help us. And that's what I said in my second follow-up video. And I asked the Jewish community, I said, please keep that same love. After I get off the phone with you, I have a whole bunch of people in terms of Jewish rabbis, very prominent Jewish people and team owners and things like that, and just people who are just saying thank you so much. It's easy for me, man.
We appreciate it, my man. I want to encourage everybody to check out b3foundation.org. We've been chatting it up with Zach Banner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zach, before you get out of here, I got two quick football questions for you. We had the McCourty twins on earlier this week. A lot of folks aren't comfortable with playing. They don't have the information. What are your quick thoughts on that?
I'm ready to play at any moment, but I understand what they're saying because guess what? Like I said, they're fathers. They're brothers, and they're also sons. You know what I mean? They have family members that they have to think about, especially with this virus and the unknown. I respect that. At the same time, I think we need to try our best to make the like personal sacrifices and adjustments. So, for example, I'm probably not even going to be able to see my friends and family over the season. I have to have a personal bubble. If this thing is as contagious as it says, then I need to make sure I quarantine myself and have those type of things. Now, here's the thing, though, and this is where it gets tricky, right? Is obviously we're in a contact sport. We're going to be hitting each other, and you know, if there's not enough room for there to be a virus, obviously there needs to be enough testing. I feel like if there's enough testing and people are able to make that sacrifice, and I understand it's hard with families and things like that, but if you really, really, really want that I really do. I really want that check. I really want that opportunity to keep playing. I watch. I'm a huge fan of soccer, and I understand it's a lower, smaller roster, but they're doing it overseas, and we just started with the MLS. And I just feel like if we're able to tell the fans to sit aside at homes and watch on TV, I think it'll be a really good and uplifting thing if the NFL can stay on course. Because if we don't have a season and we don't have an opportunity to play, that's going to hurt a lot of people. I just feel like we need some happiness through all this right now.
I see that. Zach Banner of the Pittsburgh Steelers on the line. Last question for you, Zach. We got a lot of listeners out of Pittsburgh. What are your thoughts on the offseason preparation so far? Obviously, Big Ben, healthy. Juju Smith-Schuster, healthy. You have some new draft picks that'll be coming in. How has the offseason been? Give some encouragement to the Steeler fans.
Yeah, my brother is a balling right now, and they're working really, really hard. Steeler fans have seen, you know, Ben, and they know his heart and soul and passion for the city and for the bird and representing in the black and gold. And the same thing with Juju. You know, he's dealt with his stuff and things like that, and I understand he's made it very well known that he's coming back in 2020 with a little bit of a vengeance, and so is Ben. So that's exciting from a skill player standpoint. And just always, you know, as an offensive line, we always expect ourselves and hold ourselves to the standard of being the best offensive line in the National Football League. And if anybody has a problem with that, then we need to be able to show them, you know, what we do on Sundays and any other day we're playing. And then our defense was one of the best in the league last year, so it's good to have everybody back there. From a team standpoint, we're all good. We're excited. We want to get on the field. I understand that there's some guys like, you know, Cam Hayward, who have publicly questioned the safety and stuff, not only because of he has asthma, but also because he has a family.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure we communicate as brothers to be able to be ready with the mindset, but we're still training. We're still working hard. And, it's, you know, what's really cool is to have a veteran group like this, because, you know, they understand the importance. Young guys and rookies, they haven't been around us yet. So it's very, very scary for them, and we, you know, we would do our best in reaching out to them and making sure that they're training and working out. But being a veteran group, you know, I'm ready to play tomorrow, to be honest with you.
All right, a big shout outs and thank you to Zach Banner from the Pittsburgh Steelers for joining us. I encourage everybody to go and check out the B3Foundation.org. You can also follow Zach's social media on Twitter at ZBNFL. Zach, I want to thank you for taking the time, and I appreciate you being a shill and really pushing forward equality for all people. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.